Mariota after the pick, you had steps into a deep throw, has a man open, caught, Taywan Taylor, a touchdown for the Titans.
Stands in there, lets the route develop, gets hit right in the chest, and he delivers a beautiful strike to Taylor, who got off clean and ran an ultra-high corner, beat Hooker, the rookie free safety.
Taywan Taylor touchdown, the long ball. Floyd, when was the last time we saw the Titans throw the long ball?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been. Wow. I mean, you went to New England. You had Randy Moss, so they have long balls. You had to watch the Titans every year. It's been a long time since they had a guy that could go out and get the long ball. And I text Chris Sanders because Chris Sanders was a long ball guy. In fact, probably the best home run hitter at receiver the Titans have ever had. And I text him and I said, Taywan Taylor looked like a mini Chris Sanders out there catching the deep ball and breaking the defense's back. And Chris Sanders joins us now on the show, former Titans receiver. How'd you like that long ball on Monday night, Chris?
Man, it was exciting. I mean, just like you said, there hasn't been any long explosive plays like that. And, you know, right when Mariota dropped back and I saw the play for him, I said, man, it's a touchdown. And it's just good to see them have them explosive plays. I mean, I was jumping up and down, you know, in my house because I had a chance to get to see the long ball. It was exciting.
Chris, what do you make now of the Titans? The thing that you've brought up over and over again is kind of the imposing the Titans' will on opponents. And we know they did it against Jacksonville. Yeah. We know they did it against Seattle. We know they did it against Indy. But they haven't been able to do it in the three losses. Why is that? What is the difference that has allowed them to really impose their will in their three wins?
I mean, it's just an attitude. I mean, I just look at, you know, the Tennessee Titans in the first half. You know, we've been talking about this all year. The Tennessee Titans have been starting slow and, you know, not coming out fast and hitting people in the mouth. And it's just like a tale of two halves. In the second half, you can just see from the offensive line, from the receivers to the quarterback, they were in command of the whole game. They were just imposing their will. And the one thing I love that they were doing is everybody from the guard to the tackle to the tight ends and the receivers, everybody was physical. And when you be physical with a team that has, you know, they don't have a good front four or front three, then you're going to impose your will because it's just an attitude of going out there. So you know what? I don't care what defense you're in. I don't care what coverage you're in. We're going to impose our will on you.
Chris, back to Taylor. I mean, there's got to be some kind of issue there. I don't, you know, he should be playing more, and we should be throwing more deep balls to him. But
yeah,
I mean, the truth is, he hasn't gotten a lot of play time. What do you think's going on?
I don't know. I don't know, Floyd. I mean, that's a good question. You know, I keep hearing that. You know, when I go to the YMCA, you know, we have the YMCA coaches. They're like, why ain't Taylor playing enough? I don't know if he doesn't know the positions or, you know, whatever it is. I know when I came in as a rookie, you know, and I hate to say this, but I struggled a little bit of knowing all the techniques of the wide receiver. But I just think that if he just, you know, boils down, figured out, I think they're going to play him more. I just think that's the reason why.
I've been surprised because he's shown the ability to run.
Yeah,
he shows the ability to run the ball. He shows the ability to run after catch. Shows the ability. I mean, I don't know how fast he is. He's a different kind of fast than you were. You know, because he's one of those little short steppers, and you were such a strider. But still, he gets deep. I mean, and it looked like when he ran that pattern, he knew what he was doing. The corner sucked up, and he pulled away from the safety.
You know, in my opinion, I think that's kind of on the coaches. You know, when I had Les Steckler and coaches like that, they knew that I kind of struggled with learning all the positions. So what they did is they put me at the X position and say, okay, you be great at that. So once I got great at being the X receiver, then now I can master my craft and not have all the pressures of knowing Z, Y, and all those formations. So if I'm a coach, I'm going to sit down and say, okay, we got to get this guy the ball. If he just plays X receiver, if he plays Z receiver, we need to come up with creative ways to figure out to get this guy the ball. Because just like you said, Floyd and Jared, this guy should not be sitting on the sidelines. This guy should be in the game making plays. Because when he got in the game and he made that play, hey, the game's over. And that's the kind of guys you need because Corey Davis is not there.
Mm. Former Titans receiver Chris Sanders is our guest here on the show. I mean, going forward, now that we know what Taylor can be, how much is it in your mind – now, like, what does he add to the passing game? How does his ability, how does that change everything about this offense? Or what does it give the Titans offense that they didn't have before?
it gives you that deep threat. I mean, we know Decker. Everybody knows Decker's not going to run a post. He's going to run in routes. He's going to run a slant. He's going to run hitches. So it gives you that next dimension of having a guy that can beat you deep, because everybody knows that our running game is going to be fantastic. We got Murray and we got Henry. So a lot of teams are definitely going to load the box. So if you load the box, you guarantee that at least one of those guys is going to have one-on-one coverage. And if you get one-on-one coverage against him, I mean, 9 times out of 10, he's going to win, because he's not going to get doubled. They're going to go to other places on the defense to try to stop the offense. So if you get those one-on-one coverages with him, it adds the extra element of catching that D-ball, and that's exactly what we saw in the game on Monday.
Did the win against Indy, breaking the streak, did that get a little bit of the monkey off their back?
Pump your brakes. Hey, I know we're in the car, but let's just pump our brakes. because Florida in jail. You remember last week when the week before we lost to Miami, right? What were they saying? Oh, this is the worst team. No defense, no offense. Then now we beat Indianapolis, which is a great win. Don't get me wrong. But now, you know, they're winning the AFC. They're going to the Super Bowl, and they're going to win the next 12 games. Well, just pump your brakes. Now, when we go to Cleveland, if we go to Cleveland and we come out and we punch them in the mouth and we win that game, now we can ease up off the brake and say, you know what, the Tennessee Titans has got a little better.
Wait a minute. How can we say that after beating Cleveland? Cleveland stinks.
Okay. They do. Okay, listen, just take this. I think it was last year, or no, 3 years ago when Manziel was there, right? Remember, we was doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way Manziel can't play. He throws two bombs. I mean, you can't take any team for granted, because you got to remember, even though, you know, Cleveland is 0-6, they're still a good team because, you know, they're still professional football players. So you can't say, well, they're 0-6 and they're terrible. No, it's not like a little league team now.
Talk to me, Chris. I'm with you.
See, this was going to be my next question to Chris was, I know I can't ask this to the GM, so I'll ask you, should we feel like the Titans, it's a guaranteed win on Sunday at Cleveland? Because I know the GM would say no. So I was hoping you would say yes, so I could say, see, Floyd, Chris is a football guy, and he said it's a guaranteed win.
And survey says... No. Okay, let's take it another different route. What happened with the game with Denver Broncos and the New York Giants? Giants are terrible. They don't have any receivers. The coaching staff is bad. They went down there and beat the what? Breaks off of Denver. So you see what I'm
preach
saying?
Preach to me, Chris. Preach to me.
I'm getting my preach on.
Yes, do it.
But the thing about it is, you got to remember, these are great athletes. They're just losing. I mean, you remember, Floyd, when we were 8-8 and 7-9, we had a real good team, but we just lost a close one. If you look at the Cleveland Browns, there's a couple of games they should have won. So the Titans got to go out there and say, you know what, regardless of what their record is, I got to go in there and, just like you said, impose my will on this team.
Chris Sanders, former Titans receiver. Chris,
why
you
sound
worried?
So sad, man?
I am sad. Are you worried that you are going to lose your spot as the greatest home run long ball catcher in Titans history to Taywan Taylor?
No, I don't think so. The reason why I say that, because let's go back in history now, okay? Okay. Coming in as a rookie, right? I averaged the first four games I averaged 30.5 yards per catch. And if you go back to go back a little further, who has the longest yards per catch coming in as a rookie?
Chris Sanders.
There you go. He's not going to get it.
What about didn't you have the TD record for a long time?
Yeah, I did. I think I was ranked number six behind whenever Randy Moss and those guys came in the league. Then I'm probably like number 15 on the league on the list now. So it kind of went down.
Well, you could have had number one and number two. No, Chris Sanders, former Titans receiver. Chris, we will see you next week.
Sounds good. Y'all take care.
Yeah, see you, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Former Titans receiver Chris Sanders joining us on the show.